sahi gibt's sein. Somehow, still, this force that pulls you in still is around, like, still is alive. And I'm sure that it will keep on being there. And especially, it will be available for everyone who kind of with determined pleasure, it says with determined pleasure, walks towards bringing his or her ego into nothing and keep in touch with this passion of longing for what is. And to find this what is in everything. So such a person, like, with this longing and with this pleasurable and determination, will be protected from any enemy, from outside or from within. Like, will be like freely protected, kind of, without having to pay for it, you know, like just. So this person will not need to organize defending system, will not need to kind of have a backup system to go into battle against enemies, because life itself will protect those who are absorbed, like taken by love and forgotten about themselves. So, of course, sometimes we will be surprised to see someone like this, like so sure, like so relaxed or so like certain, and with this feeling of being safe. But please don't be surprised, because it is only because the truth and the humility made them lose their fear and made them be strong in this love, in this place. So, of course, while not having this confidence and this abandonment into what is, you will still feel some fear of being taken away by other forces. So please don't be afraid to give yourself radically, like fully, into what is, and abandon yourself into this contemplation without knowing, but anchored in what is. So I like to put together this activity, or it says activity, but this being in what is and the sleeping. It says like I like to put these two together because when we sleep, all our natural faculties stop working and the whole body remains in this resting place, renewing itself. So similarly, in this spiritual way of sleeping, these faculties, which are usually moving, like the intellect and everything which is awake when we are in awakened kind of state in every day, so similarly in this state of spiritual sleeping, all this is all those faculties get collected and empty of everything. So happy you if you can, like, if you can be free to sleep in this, to fall sleep in this healthy way of sleeping, which is resting in stillness, simply like lovingly embracing what is as it is, while everything, like from inside and outside, gets renewed and transformed. Do you understand now why I said to you before that to collect all your faculties and to say no to work with them? So, do you understand now why I ask you to collect all this and to say no? Like, when they come and want to work with you, to say no, like I'm not getting into this job. And instead, to offer this like blind and naked kind of consciousness of your own being. And again, I like to say, like to repeat again, just make sure that this consciousness of you or of your own being is completely naked and not dressed up with any idea about your qualities. Again, like nothing, like not, don't think about, dignity or being good or anything, anything, nothing. Because if you give a little food to that, then it will take you, it will carry you out. And then he says, like, I'm realizing that maybe your faculties are actually right now involved in trying to understand what I am saying about this contemplative kind of art. And of course, they are a bit restless, like, nervous, those faculties of yours, they are a bit nervous because what I'm speaking about it is beyond their ability. And they are left with this kind of shock, They are trying to doubt this because they cannot get it. He's saying, but really, like, that should not surprise you because in the past you depended, no, so much on them that now, of course, it's not that simple to say goodbye to them, like, from one day to the other. You gave so much authority to them that now, of course, don't be too surprised if they are not willing to go straight away, And of course, the mind and these faculties will keep kind of questioning and saying, like, is it really that amazing to fall into this place, as you are saying? Like, we'll kind of try to, those faculties, the mind will try to make it less important as it sounds, like make it less into a beautiful thing. So, to try to kind of escape, no? And if it is so important, then why? Why is it so important to fall into this nothingness, this mind saying? And then this guy is saying, like, don't worry, I'll try to ask to all these questions, but I really want you to understand that that exactly is that this is exactly what happens, that these questions can only come up out from this kind of like a picky mind, that don't agree with this activity of nothingness. And so we gave so much authority to this mind that it could happen that maybe mind will not kind of relax or allow you to go deeper unless you give a little bit of some kind of explanation, like some kind of back, like base to go on, you know. So that also can happen, like to understand that because so much power given to this mind before, sometimes in order to start, we need like just little kind of convincing a little bit the mind, like helping the mind to relax so you can actually start going. So then he says, like, because I see that this seems to be the case, then only because of that, like only to help the mind so can relax and let you do what you have to do, then I'll try to make this mind happy and this intellect who thinks too high of himself, I'll try to make it little happy so can trust you, you know. So he's saying, I'll try to go down to where you are so that you can trust me. And then by trusting me, you will find, you will not put obstacles to your humility and come to me. So this deep humility is humility, like humble.
Humbleness.
What?
Humbleness.
Ah, okay. So whenever I said humility means
Humbleness.
humble. Yeah, to be humble. Ah?
Humility.
Humility?
Humility.
Okay, good. So both are good? Both are same? Okay, good. So, good, good. So, when one is has this humility, then doesn't put obstacles, you know, in on their way. He says, for example, like you put obstacles to your humility when you doubt in following like in following the instructions of your master. And before following them, you have to kind of retouch them instead of like just giving your heart to that, you think about them and put your input, kind of retouch them as if you know more than your master. So he's saying, so I hope you find this humility and trust. In what I'm saying. And you have to know that what moves me to do all this is love. So, and he keeps saying, like, now to satisfy your proud intellect, I will sing all the good things about this activity, about this kind of contemplation. But you have to know that if someone with experience would have the words and the language to express through experience, everyone would be mute in front of this person for its wisdom. Because truly, if we may compare, like if we make comparison, all the human knowledge next to this wisdom will seem pure ignorance, will seem nothing. So please don't blame me if I don't find words to say what contemplation is and what will bring to you. And actually, I do hope that the experience itself don't have to go down to adapt itself into the narrow limits of the human language. So it is simply not possible, and it will never be. So whatever we can say about this place, it is not the place, but only about the place. So, because we cannot say what it is, then we can try to, you know, describe a little bit so that the intellect gets a bit happy. So I'll start making you a question. You said, like, tell me what is the... what is kind of... the highest perfection of human being, and what are the fruits of this perfection? And then he says, I'll answer for you. The highest perfection for human being is this union, is this becoming one in this kind of pool of love. So that is such a high goal and such an amazing kind of place that cannot be, so it and so much beyond our thinking, that cannot be known or imagined as it is. And yet, whenever we fall into it, we know that it is even much bigger and much juicy, we can say, than what we could possibly imagine, than what we thought before. So, saying like, when you go to this place, you collect all these fruits. So, it is amazing that we kind of think of what could be, what could those fruits be. We think about them and we may try to go to them, kind of approaching those fruits, like wanting those fruits. And he's pointing like that it's very amazing that you cannot get to them through approaching them, through kind of dividing the fruits and then approaching them, like you yourself working on them. But it is really amazing that when those fruits are not approached by this egoistic mind, like by wanting them and walking towards them, actually when you fall into this place, those come to you, like you become those fruits. So, like, it feels like very interesting, like if we think many times, we feel we need to push something, no? Like, I have to push myself a little bit to be generous, no? Like, I could do this as a practice, no? Or try to not to get angry, you know? Like, I can do that as a practice, no? Those specific things, no? Or, you know, whatever it is, you know? And if I do that, if I go to try to be generous, like I am, in a way, like what he's saying is like, in a way, if you do that, what you are doing is, you are deciding what the fruits are and working to gain them, no? And he's saying, if instead of doing that, you sit back and dive into this place of contemplation and reach this like abundance of love, then from there you will be showered kind of by those fruits, you know? Like it is really so difficult for our kind of mind and the way how we are used to do things to actually understand this and relax into this, like accept this in our hearts, you know, like, yeah.
Isn't it sometimes the practice also can kind of give you an idea of this place, so
yeah,
it's easier to go there instead of just sitting back?
Yeah, that could be, and that is what, you know, like, I think, like, most of the paths, spiritual paths, do that, no? And those are also the most popular ones. Because you feel you are doing something. You feel you are involved in doing something. So I have some authority, some powers, like something that I can do to go there. No? And that, you know, we like this feeling, no? Like something is in my hands. No? So it'll be like the driving thing. Like something is in my hands to do. And that's, and it is in my hands to do, and I do it and I feel the results. So that's very yummy for any kind of Western mind, you know, and any mind in general, but Western is like heaven, you know. So he's saying, yes, this, you know, this I understand, this can work, this we can understand, we can do that, but his proposition is not to do that. You know, it is really like, don't fall into this trap, step back, and if you really dive into this place of abundant love, all this will be brought to you. Like, those qualities will be showered to you, you know. Just, and it does, it's not saying don't do anything. No, it is different also, no? It is do that. You know, don't run after the qualities. Forget about those qualities, no matter how beautiful they are. Step back, dive in, like this you have to do, no? Dive in, and then those, like he's saying, like this is actually very amazing to know that then that comes by itself, like that the results are not that different, we can say, but very much different. Like not that different, because you gain that which you wanted to gain, but you gain them in a way that is like much beyond what you could actually imagine before, and much beyond what you could reach through your force, like through your effort, you know. So that's like, I think this is like pretty much like the whole book, and yeah.
I found the parents pretty good for me, because my mind needs something,
yeah,
and I need to hold on something,
yeah,
sometimes in order to let go of something else or to go deeper.
Yeah, this what you're saying is important, like to recognize what we can handle and what we cannot handle, no? So that's why, like, you know, we try to find different ways of speaking. And he himself is saying, like, okay, this is what I'm asking you, but actually I'm seeing that because you gave so much power to your mind before, I'm understanding that you cannot just simply jump into that. You cannot just simply accept that, you know. So because of that, I'm going to give food to your mind. So hopefully by having a little food, can relax and trust, and then you can move on with really what really I'm proposing, you know. So that is also saying. So to really see, sometimes it's not possible, no? We need some little explanation. No?
Yeah, because this jumping is just...
Yeah, it's too big. Yeah.
It's so big,
yeah.
And so there are, I don't know, things on the way where you need,
yeah,
something to get over it and,
yeah,
keep on going.
Yeah.
Kind of, that's what I'm doing. Retreats,
yeah,
are...
Yeah, and about everything, no? Like, we need kind of a website that has like millions of words and pictures, you know what I mean?
Mm.
And then you come and we say nothingness, no? So, like, this is cheating, no? So, something like this, no? But all levels are there, like all kind of areas and also different times in life. It's not only like linear, like it is not like just like kind of 1, 2, 3.
Mm-hmm.
It's more like 1, 3, 2, like 6, 0, like and something like this. No? And sometimes we are in the mood of trusting and dive into, and then later on we find ourselves just like impossible to trust, you know, something much easier than what we trusted before. No? So that's, you know, that's life. But also, slowly, slowly, this, no? He's saying also, slowly, slowly, you get to know that place, you know? And, like, it's like when you meet someone, like, so usually you don't trust straight away, no? But slowly, slowly, you can trust this person, like, in a way that kind of, it goes kind of even beyond reasoning, no? And then when there is distrust, like, you know, you forget about not trusting, kind of, you know, like, first it's there, and then, like, slowly you dive into some place where the possibility of moving out of there, being pulled out of there, it is not there anymore, you know. Even still in process, like still things happening and still like growing happening, but you know nothing will take you out of this, you know. So that's also kind of in many areas of life. Yeah,
like that's what I feel so much at the moment. It's like there is this trust and something big is here, and I'm kind of free, or I start to know myself in a completely different way. I never knew myself before, and it's kind of so scary, and there's still like this old life, old whatever I kind of would like to hold on, but at the same moment, it's, I can't reach it anymore. But also the new, which is so strong and so big and so beautiful, I sometimes really trust, and then I don't trust at all. And then I also don't trust the old thing because it's not here anymore. And so there is sometimes this place of No man's land.
Yeah, but this is the process, no? Like this place of understanding that this place of not knowing is a very, very fertile earth, like it's really very, very nourishing, but it is a place of not knowing, no? Like it is really like nothing to hold, like the new is not here yet and the old is gone, so tell me what what is my house, no?
Yeah, it's like when you missed your airplane, you know, you're at the airport and you're a little bit lost, you know?
Yeah. But yeah, if you know, if you can feel the beauty of that, and in that moment, like to be kind of held in a group or with friends, it is very important. So I will simply say that when this art of contemplation is authentic, then it is this love that bows down to everything. And it is this fruit like completely kind of drive and with the specific sauce, like very, very kind of perfectly like seasoned, you say, no? That comes from within the human being in this very, very genuine way, you know, like it, that is the fruit, you know, when there is this authentic art of contemplation, like something very, very genuine comes, that is kind of very, like, perfectly tasty and ripe, and very specific, you know, like in this seasoning, it's very particular, like it is not the same for every human being, like it comes like completely with its own flavor. So it is this secret love planted like deeply in a heart which is one, like in a non-divided heart. So the fruits of that, like some people call wisdom, like some people refer to those fruits as wisdom or treasure or luminous obscurity, you know, luminous secret, we can say. And these fruits kind of make you walk kind of beyond kind of the codes and rules, you know, like just when this is alive within, then the actions come from there, like not from the mind thinking what is good and what is bad. You know? So it is like the scriptures say, like this Bible say, like whoever wants to come to this place has to negate himself or herself and embrace what is and go. So I remember this kind of Zen text that says like to know oneself is to forget oneself, like to forget about oneself, and to forget about oneself is to know or to meet the heart of everything. So this is says like this is the truth like you are constantly called to your call, like, you know, to come into this place of love, and the only thing that you have to do, but you have to do, you know, is to make yourself completely receptive and give permission for this action of being pulled towards love. To be done, you know, to, you know, like, yeah, so this, I find this, like, very beautiful, like, just, so, saying, like, just, you know, that you are constantly pulled into this place of love, and only thing you have to do is to open, like, to make yourself completely receptive, and let this action of being pulled do its job, you know, like not to resist this action that is drawn to you, like constantly. So let this pull you and everything will be fine. So maybe, like, if there is any question, or otherwise we just sit in silence for a few minutes.
It's like in the practice, in a way, like you hold to some tools all the time. Like, I don't know. I was asking myself in these days, like, what does it mean, like, not to hold to anything? And then I didn't really, like, during the practice, I see that in a way I'm always holding to something. Always, like, it can be the breath, it can be a sound, it can be a body sensation, it can be whatever. So, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like this last sentence kind of explaining something. Like, actually, but it's not like you have to do something. Like, anyway, even if you do nothing, like, it will happen somehow. But not to do something, it's difficult to understand how not to do anything.
Yeah, but to me, like, more than, like, what I see more and more is that we don't seem to hear this way of doing, no? There are two clubs, no? The doing and the non-doing, no? And, like, this is none of them. Like, it is not doing, it is not doing. But what is the doing that we have to do? You know, that is what it feels to me that we misunderstand again and again. Like, you know, like, because we jump from the starting point that we know what we have to do. So the first, like, 20 years of practice is about doing what I understand I have to do, right? And then hopefully, if we are lucky, after these 20 years, you know, like, we start to understand that maybe, like, I am sweating for nothing, no? Like, because I'm just doing, let's say I'm doing push-ups, you know, to get my legs strong. So, something like that. So, if you want to get your legs strong, it is better to go bicycle, no? Than to do push-ups. Something like that. So, we are doing something. Come on, I'm doing push-ups, you know. But it is just not doing anything to the legs. Something like this, no? So, but to understand this, it really, like, it is really tricky. Like, this is what I'm seeing, no, like constantly, like. So, or in other words, like, this making yourself available, it is activity, you know, it is doing something. So it is not because it is, not because it's small, is nothing, no? But it is small and huge. It is small but completely necessary. So it's kind of, of course, we all we have is our tricks, no? So we, you know, it is okay to move out of the mind to go to the breath, no? Or to the body sensations or to the sounds. That is wonderful, no? But always leaving a door open to something else, like to be surprised by life. Because it's very different to do, to come to the breath and to stay there, let's say, believing that this is all. You know what I mean? It is completely different than doing that same thing, could be exactly the same thing, like being with the breath, but something in our being is open to something else. Is open to life, no? And then that is the magic, no? Of course, while this magic doesn't come to shake up, then it is good to be with the breath. But really, like, something in us needs to be open to be surprised, to be taken, you know? And for that, we need to keep ourselves a little bit soft. Because if we are too sure that this is the practice, then there is no room for life, no? Then 30 years later, you will be like a master on following your breath, you know? So what? No? Like same with many things, like mindfulness, like many, many kind of things, no? Like, I'm joking a little, but it is a little like this, no? Like, gold medal in following your breath. So what, no? That's what I mean, you know. Like that needs to be accompanied with some softness and some openness to something else, which we don't know what is. You know. So that's, yeah, just to keep this window open.
Can I just ask, the person who is a master of following the breath,
yeah,
if they have the attitude of gentleness and openness, but still the magic doesn't come.
Yeah.
So what determines whether the magic comes or not?
Like, in big part, I feel it is this openness and this softness that you are saying. No? So, yeah, just, you know, if there is this openness and this softness, then just like, then it will be no problem in keep going, because it will not be out of discipline or out of struggle, you know? So then it is no problem, you, like, that starts to be like time with your lover. So then, even if it takes like 3 lives, is no problem, you know?
So it's a relationship with yourself that you see developing in some way that draws you into yourself.
What do you mean?
Well, you said it's not a struggle, so it sounds like you're being drawn inwards.
Yeah.
Through whatever you are aware of, is drawing you.
Yeah.
Within somehow.
Yeah.
I don't know how else to put that.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So there is. You could be like following your breath, with this kind of me following my breath, no? This kind of police guide, making sure that no breath is escaping, you know, something like that, no? This, I mean, people manage to do this for 30 years, I find it absolutely boring, no? But whatever, people are free to do whatever they want with their time, you know? But, so that, with that kind of attitude, there is very little chance for life to come in. Because police guy is there with a stick, no? So there is no space for magic. Because any magic, it will be taken as kind of a robber, no? So, boom. So there is much more, when that becomes like kind of, we can say like a celebration, or we dive into it in the way that, you know, we can say like there is only breath happening, or, you know, we start different kind of relationship. It's not me watching, but it's kind of, you know, just being in love with this movement, with this breath happening, you know, it's just completely different from me watching, you know. And that itself is like really like nourishing in itself, like it's like really being with your lover. So, lover that you love, right? Okay. So, in that, because you will have no problem in spending time with that, there is more possibility for softening into something else. And it's like, in this way, many times it happens that you find somewhere, you find yourself being taken somewhere else. You know, like you are not, you know, you were there with the breath, and then somehow you find yourself somewhere else. That kind of slipping into something else. You know, that's, yeah. So it is important that to find this juiciness or this way of practicing in which we are not that concerned anymore in reaching something, you know. But we are like completely like taken by that, and then that has its power to bring us somewhere else. So yeah, then not to worry if it doesn't happen, because it has no other direction.
So do you think then that like a practice could give you that choosiness or that power to keep on going? Or
yeah. What? Okay. That?
That your practice, my whatever practice, my yoga practice, my whatever practice, is that thing that gives me power to keep on going, but still I should leave space for whatever comes in. Or meditate, you know, whatever practice is your
practice. Yeah. Like, there is something, there is the thirst which is there. No? This pool which you didn't invent.
Mm-hmm.
We can say, there is a pool that you didn't put in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
No? Some scriptures say, like, that was there before your parents were born. You know, like, there is something that pool which you didn't, is not your invention, like it is there, you know? So that's one thing. And then if we, when we decide, or when energy is there to follow that pool, then many times in the beginning we struggle to do that. We take it, let's say, as an exercise to, I'm doing, like, you put discipline, no? You need, many times in the beginning, you need discipline to commit to following that,
mm-hmm.
you know? And that needs to turn into what you love to do, You know, it's to turn into this finding, like as if you go to your lover, no? Like this juiciness. Because otherwise, like, I don't see how you could proceed by doing something boring. I cannot. Some people may can, you know? So that turns into something more juicy, but still, you know, of course, all it is that this juiciness allows you to keep going, you know, and in this keep going, you can like relax more and more so that life can come in and surprise you, you know. So you keep going, you still think you keep going, you still think you know where you are going many times, you know. But as you relax, like something else can come in and take you somewhere else, you know. And still there is a little bit, like he was saying the other day, like, and when you are taken somewhere else, like, don't kill that, you know. That is life taking you there, you know. Because that's also something that happens many times, you know. We feel comfortable in the club of following the breath. Breath, no. Yes. This breath. So when we feel comfortable in the club of following breath, then a little bit we are also not open to life, no? Mm-hmm. So so that's this mystery of you are asked to bring your whole heart into following the breath, but at the same time, keep a window open to mystery to come in, you know. And when you slip into this other place, like, not to freak out, no? Because then we will be out of the club of the following the breath people, you know. And in the beginning, that is, like, uncomfortable, no? It was so good to be in this sangha where we were all doing the same, you know. And suddenly, I discover myself somewhere else, and I cannot even tell to my friends with whom I was sharing before about the breath, no? Mm-hmm. And now I really don't care about the breath, but all my friends are only speak about the following the breath thing, no? So that's a problem. So, but this happens, no?
Yeah.
But then what do you do? You know, then this kind of courage is needed to follow your heart and, you know, with tenderness, whatever, but slowly, slowly saying goodbye to your followers of the bread, friends, and joining some other, you know, yeah, till you will be left alone somewhere, but meanwhile you can enjoy company. Sorry, it's just funny. Yeah.